Are you resistant to change at work, at home, and in your life? It's more common than you'd think. But in order to move forward, sometimes you need to stretch and move out of your comfort zone. This is Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears with life, business, and career coach, Sandra Hill. It's time to embrace change. This program features the motivation that you need to make it happen. Now, here is your host and coach, Sandra Hill.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. You know, each week I have been bringing you amazing individuals from different walks of life who've been willing to share, be transparent, and help someone else who might be going through an unpleasant situation, some kind of change, or simply feeling vulnerable. Especially now, during our present times, we have so much going on in the world. And as we journey through all that life has brought to bear, I do want to take the time to thank and recognize those individuals who have been working in the forefront as well as behind the scenes, supporting and helping with the pandemic, COVID-19. So bear with me, if you will. And again, if I have inadvertently left off your industry or your business type, please just send me a message and I will include you guys next time. So first of all, many thanks and appreciation to the medical workers, the civil service employees, the sanitation workers, the bank workers, pharmacy workers, mail carriers, those first responders and journalists, factory workers, truck drivers, military personnel, grocery store workers, utility workers, delivery individuals, teachers, as well as those parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends who've had to assist and support the homeschooling and remote work lifestyle. Also, many thanks and appreciation to the restaurant workers, the gas station employees, as well as caregivers, utility workers, and the plumbers who have been, I understand, having to take care of massive, massive calls. Thank you to those individuals who have been making masks and providing protective equipment to individuals as well as companies. And thanks especially to those companies and corporations that have started manufacturing PPE equipment. Many thanks and appreciation. We will get through this with everyone's support. And while I'm on the topic of appreciation and support, I want to take time to thank those of you who have been my loyal listeners, those of you who have been with me from day one, as well as those of you who might recently joined the Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears network family. You know, you can reach the show live or on demand. You can hear me on Google Play, Apple Play, or any Alexa-powered device. And don't forget, please click the like and subscribe button so that you don't miss out on any additional episode. And also share these episodes with your friends, your families, your coworkers, and you know what? Even share them with your frenemy, because my goal is to make your life and others' life much more bearable, assist you with getting to that particular purpose in life, getting clarity in life, and helping you overcome whatever challenges you may have. Thanks to those of you who've been listening in China, Russia, France, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Japan, the Ukraine, Finland, Mexico, the UK, Sweden, Israel, Ireland, Nigeria, Ecuador, Thailand, Brazil, Italy, Egypt, Colombia, and of course, thanks to those of you in the United States, and that includes Puerto Rico. Thank you so much for listening. And now, without further ado, we have a really awesome guest with us today. We could not have planned to have this interview episode airing today. With me today is a gentleman by the name of Steve Gavatorcha. And Steve is the owner of a company of the same name, specializing in empowering individuals and organizations in identifying, developing, and exceeding performance goals. Steve has had the privilege of coaching and training thousands of high performers across an array of industries, from small businesses all the way up to the Fortune 500 companies. Steve collaborates with organizations to build foundations, set goals, and eclipse their highest potential. Steve is also a certified professional behavioral analyst, a certified professional values analyst, and a certified Myers-Briggs practitioner, as well as accredited to coach and train for emotional intelligence. He is a two-time published author, and his new book, In Defense of Adversity, Turning Your Toughest Challenges into Your Greatest Success, won the Reichter Publishing's Amazon's Bestseller Award for 2018. And let me say that again. His new book, In Defense of Adversity, Turning Your Toughest Challenges into Your Greatest Success, won the Reichter Publishing's Amazon Bestseller Award for 2018. Steve, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Welcome to the show. And you know, this is really going to be a timely conversation because this show, Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears, ties into your book. But before I even get to that point, what else would you like the listening audience to know about you to kind of set the stage for the conversation we're going to have today?
Sure, sure. Two things. Just adding to that background, I've owned my business for 17 years. It'll be my 17th year, I think, end of this month, actually. And before that, I spent 22 years in corporate America in a variety of sales, marketing-oriented roles in primarily the consumer packaged goods industries, healthcare products, toothpaste, products you can buy in a grocery store or a CVS or a drugstore or a mass merchandiser. So I have a nice background. I spent a lot of time in that consumer packaged goods world in corporate America and as an entrepreneur as well, too. So that's one key thing tied to my background, a little further on my background. But also the flip side of that is this topic we're talking about today, to your point, it's quite timely with a COVID-19 and many other things happening. And I will say this, and I want to tell the audience, hopefully one of the greatest messages to take away today, some of my greatest learnings have happened during my most difficult times. I can count probably five very large events in my life that were very adverse or very difficult. And if I didn't have those times in my life, I wouldn't be where I am now. So that's kind of a little underpinning piece I'd like to share with everybody as we go forward to help people understand about me. I am a firm believer that adversity, ambiguity, change is thrown in our paths purposefully to help us grow, transform, and evolve. So
thank you for sharing. And first, let me say congratulations because, you know, 17 years is a long time. Yeah. When you think about it. Now, I know you're giving your age away slightly, but congratulations yeah. for surviving tumultuous times. Yeah. And to your point, I'm with you there. A lot of things get thrown at us. And everyone has a different way of dealing with adversity.
That's correct.
You know, it's not always going to be a rosy life, although sometimes we tend to look through rose-colored glasses inadvertently until something smacks us upside of the face.
That's right.
So we won't get ahead of ourselves here. Let's talk about the drive or the inspiration that led you to write your current book.
Yeah, I'm from just to get a little background, I live in Tampa, Florida now, but I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I grew up in a very small coal mining town called Burgettstown, Pennsylvania. So the biggest industry back in the day were coal mines, the steel mill industry. So it was a big melting pot for all various immigrant families, nationalities. It was just a melting pot for everybody around the world. So I grew up with every ethnic group around the world. And it was really nice because I have that experience and that background. So they came here to work in the coal mines, work in the steel mills. And about 5 years ago, I was with my dad, and I wanted to see the little town that he grew up in within my hometown, little village within my hometown, which wasn't pretty, Sandra. I mean, if these are little tenement houses where all the immigrant families live. Maybe, you know, 10 people live in this small house. Tenement houses, not a pretty little neighborhood.
Right.
My father, who was a successful entrepreneur himself, said, that's where I grew up. There's where Dr. Spinogians grew up. There's where Dr. Strassi grew up. There's where Dr. Moropis grew up. There's where Barry Alvarez grew up. I'm not sure if your listeners know who Barry Alvarez is, but or if you do or not, but Barry Alvarez is the winningest football coach at the University of Wisconsin and still their athletic director. So just hearing that story really struck me that here were all these families coming from all anywhere, everywhere across the world, not speaking each other's language, not speaking English, but yet became successful businessmen and women, doctors and lawyers and entrepreneurs, coaches. It really ran the gamut of successful people. And that really inspired me to write this book. That was the first shot across the bow. After that, I interviewed several of the families, and their stories were unbelievable, the trials and tribulations that they faced coming to America, number one, and then being able to stay here as well, too. And I think the common denominator that I found through all these interviews I had was it was the adversity that they faced in their lives and overcame that really made them successful, made them who they were, who they ultimately became. So that was one of the core drivers, and that's where the title of the book came from, In Defense of Adversity, Turning Your Toughest Challenges into Your Greatest Success. Basically, adversity is meant to be. It was a validation of, you know, my thoughts and theories that adversity is brought in our lives to help us grow, transform, and evolve. And it can really be an integral part of us, our success and growth in life, if we allow it to. So,
and you know, that's a big if when you say if we allow it to. Right. Sometimes conditions are cyclical, and it's hard to break that cycle of poverty, that cycle of adversity, and the mentality. So, you know, coming from that environment and from the people you interviewed, was there one common denominator that you found that struck home with you?
The common denominator is their perception of adversity, their perception of those difficulties. And I would bucket those into two parts. Acceptance, accepting the fact that adversity is going to happen. These people knew bad. They kind of looked at bad things were going to happen in life. It wasn't a surprise to them when they had that. So the perception and acceptance that adversity is a part of life was number one. The second part of that is the acknowledgement that it was brought in their lives for a reason, help them again grow or become better, or become stronger, or as a challenge for them to solve, or problem to solve, or a challenge to overcome. So that main thing I would say was their perception of adversity, and two parts under that, again, accepting that is adversity, difficulty, change is a part of life, and then acknowledge that when these moments happen, instead of getting frustrated, instead of getting angry, instead of giving up, look at it as a chance to learn, grow, and transform. And I always say, you know, when adversity strikes, number one, face it, assertively face it. Don't run away from it. Don't get angry about it. Secondly, number two, hopefully successfully overcome it. And then three, if you've not overcome it, at least learn a valuable lesson. You know, I don't think there's anything, and there's no such thing as a failure or failing if you don't allow it to be seen that way. If you've learned a lesson from a perceived failure, as I call it, then it wasn't a failure. You learned a lesson to help prepare you for down the road. And we could talk a little bit more about the importance of that thought process, because it's not just a thought process. There's actually scientific backing behind the importance of us learning lessons from adverse situations.
That's really awesome. And you know, I get what you're saying, because one of the things I share with my clients is learn, adapt, grow, change.
Love
Learn,
it.
Adapt, grow, change. And I tell them the word fail stands for first attempt in learning.
Love it. Perfect. Couldn't agree more.
So, and that's really awesome. And I know we've got to go to a break, but when we come back from break, let's have you elaborate more on that scientific finding. And
sure.
Then I've got a couple of questions that I'd like to entertain, especially in light of not only the pandemic, but the situation, the George Floyd situation, as well as a lot of divide in the country today, and where that's possibly leading us down the road in the future, as well as what are some possible options. I know that's a broad area, but we're going to take a short break.
Perfect.
And when we come back, let's cover those topics, as well as share some more information about your book, which is again called In Defense of Adversity, Turning Your Toughest Challenges into Your Greatest Success. Those of you who are listening live, if you have questions, don't forget you have an opportunity to call into the station and ask questions. I know you'll hear it on the commercial, but in case you getting some food or snacks or whatever during commercial, the number will be 1-866-472-5795. That's the U.S. number. Overseas, 001-480-398-1405. And with that, we will be right back.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs That Are Preventing You from Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let Go, How to Create Your Own Space, How to Reduce Frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New, HORIZON Coaching.com, and use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Tune in to the Tony D'Urso Show with key influencers for entertaining and thought-provoking weekly discussions with some of the top stars in their fields. From business, sports, and science to entertainment, music, and literature, Tony's guests share their success and give their wisdom. If you're looking to manifest your vision and see how others have done so, be sure to listen to the Tony D'Urso Show every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencer Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to Coach Hill at NewHorizonCoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled HORIZON. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for staying with myself, Sandra Hill, your life, business, and career coach. And the special guest today is Steve Gavatorcha, and he has been sharing about the basis, the inspiration behind his book, in defense of adversity, turning your toughest challenges into your greatest success. And right before the break, we were talking about perception, the perception of adversity, and how to get out of that, to move out of that, as well as some of the scientific findings. And I had asked before break that Steve continue with that conversation. So Steve, I'm not going to take up some of your airtime. So why don't you start just sharing about what you know and what you can share about the scientific basis for perception and failure and how human behavior works.
Sure. What I'm going to do is first talk about two important parts of our brain. And the first part of our brain is, one part of our brain is called our limbic system. That's also known as our emotional brain. When we are functioning, and let's go backwards, the limbic system is what we're born with. It does not grow, transform, or evolve through time. When we're functioning in our limbic part of our brain, when adversity or difficulty strikes, our adrenaline starts rushing, and our response is going to be emotional, freeze, fight, or flight. So something happens, doesn't go my way, I could get angry, I could shut down, I could act like it, to your point earlier, look at things through rose-colored glasses. As you can imagine, those are not productive places to be when difficulties strike or when adversity strikes. So the limbic system was fine when we were babies or we were cavemen or women. When we were babies and we needed to eat, we would cry. That's our limbic system coming into play. When we were cavemen or women and a dinosaur came, we got scared, we knew to run. That's the limbic system in play. Now that worked for us when we're babies or cavemen or women, but it doesn't bode well for us now as grown-ups, especially when we go through adverse or difficult times. The second part of the brain is called our cortex. Our cortex does grow, transform, and evolve through time. That's where rational thinking lies. That's where we can solve problems. That's where we can connect dots between events and, again, potential solutions. Through our learnings, our education system, through training and coaching like you and I do, we can help build our own cortex part of our brain or help others do that as well too. Through our life experiences, both good and, in my opinion, mostly bad, we can learn valuable lessons. Learning lessons or growing our brain. Look at it as building your brain muscle is developing and evolving your cortex. So the whole thought process is when adversity strikes or when we're in an uncomfortable situation, when I say uncomfortable, that could be adversity, it could be change, it could be uncertainty, ambiguity. Those uncomfortable times, we need to be functioning in that rational part of our brain rather than the emotional one. So that's the whole key is, and that's what I teach my clients, whether it's in a coaching environment where I'm speaking, whether I'm speaking to a group of folks like I am now, the most important thing I want to tell people is when adversity strikes or difficulties strike, or whether you're uncertain, you must prevent the transfer of authority from your cortex part of your brain or your rational part of the brain to the limbic system or the emotional part, meaning prevent that. You have to stay calm, cool, and collected. You know, a lot of times people may say, you know, be cool. It's okay, be calm, relax. And you might get angry or, no, I don't want to relax. You know, I'm mad. But there's actually, again, science behind that, the importance of staying rational, calm, cool, and collected in difficult times. It will allow you to find solutions. It will allow you to solve problems. It will allow you to minimize conflict. It will allow you to see options or think creatively, because when we are in that freeze, fight, or flight mode, we're not functioning at our optimal brain level. And most importantly, Sandra, if something happens and sets me off, I get angry. I'm in that limbic part of my brain. I cannot immediately get unangry. It's going to take time. And in that time, I might make a bad decision or I might say something I'm going to regret later. So it's imperative for us to not fall into that emotional, unproductive state of mind. Does that make sense?
Yes, I hear you. And unfortunately, let's speak to today's events.
Yeah.
There are hundreds, thousands, millions all over the world, not just in the United States, who are mad.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So their emotions are all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some who are mad, but they're controlled mad. They're controlled anger because the cortex is taking control and they're thinking logically, okay, what can be done? What's the rational type of behavior here, et cetera? So how does one get from mad to calming down? If there's a calming down, or let's say controlled mad or controlled anger, mm-hmm. to a point of taking constructive action? Or is there such a thing?
No, there is. There is. And to your point, I don't have an issue, and I don't think it's bad to have, to your point, that controlled anger. You know, if you're, for lack of better words, if you're at a point where you have anger, or you're having a short fuse, where you're becoming impatient, whether you're saying, screw it, I'll do it myself. I'll do it. I can't wait anymore. I'll do it. Or you become stubborn. Those are all negative attributes associated with that fight mode, that anger mode. Those are not productive. But if you can direct your anger, that control to some extent, I think is fine. As long as you've not lost that, as long as you've not lost control, if you can think clear, if you can rationally think, if you can make reason and logic, I think you can be function. I wouldn't say it's anger state, but let's put it this way. How about a passionate state?
Right.
As long as, to your point, that's controlled, I think that's a fine thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But when you start losing your sensibilities, so to speak, you get stubborn, you get impatient, that's not good. But mm-hmm. if you can keep your head about you and still talk rationally and even hear others as well, too, I think you're fine there. Now, as you said earlier in the interview, first part, adversity is different for different people, and that's what
right.
I say. There's thousands of different forms of adversity. It's deeply personal. What might be a challenge or a frustrating event for one person may be a positive challenge for another. So one of the things I do is really help people try to learn about themselves more so they understand what those potential emotional triggers are and what is your response when you fall into that non-productive emotional state of freeze, fight, or flight. So what I do is I will use an assessment called DISC. Are you familiar with DISC?
I am. Okay. Yes. Yes. So, I give out DISC to my clients too as well.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So what I do is I connect the dots between the four DISC styles and how based on your style, what are indicators to prove that you are in that non-productive emotional state. So for your viewers, I'll do a quick top line. DISC is an acronym for four behavior or personality styles. D stands for dominance, I stands for influencers, S stands for steadiness, C stands for compliance. So what I've done, I've connected the dots between these four DISC styles and that emotional response when people are in that negative emotional response.
Mm-hmm.
So for dominant styles, Ds, they are when adversity strikes and they are not in that rational state, they're in an emotional state, they are going to be fighters. Influencers will be flighters, meaning they'll want to deal with it with rose-colored glasses. They'll want to act like it didn't happen or things are hunky-dory despite they are not. Steadiness style people are freezers. I'm a high S. I'm a freezer. And they'll shut down. They'll move at a snail's pace. They may not be thinking rationally or logically. And finally, compliance styles will either fight or freeze. So what I've done, I help my clients understand what are those things that may trigger you into that emotional state. And what does it feel like? Or are you a freezer, fighter, flighter, or some combination of those three? If I can better understand what are those triggers and what's my response, I can better self-manage myself. So as an example, I'm a high S, high D. And that works, it hits me perfect. If I don't watch myself, if something can trigger me, I will freeze, then I will fight, neither of which are productive, right? So I know now, what are those things that can trigger me? Things such as COVID-19 can be a trigger for me because of the uncertainty. As a high S, I want more certainty. I don't like ambiguity. I like things to happen in a certain order, but that's not life. So I've learned more to understand when these things happen, how I need to fall back and keep in that calm, cool state so I do not fall into freeze. So I guess one of the answers to your questions is, for your listeners, you really have to understand how this current event is affecting you and what your response is. Are you getting angry about it in a non-productive way? Are you shutting down with it and unable to think and respond? Are you saying, you know what, I don't want to deal with it now, this is ridiculous, there's no answers, we can't solve this problem? That's not productive either. So I think you've got to realize, why is this, the George Floyd situation, really triggering me so hard, and how am I responding to it? Is it in a negative manner? Because if it is in a negative emotional manner, then I may not be productive doing my part in bringing resolution to it. Does that help? Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And I personally, I am a high D with a gap, big gap to the I.
Yeah.
So, and I say that because some of my clients have approached me and said, I don't want to talk about what I told you I want to talk about. I want to talk about why I'm feeling this way or why I'm not feeling this way. How can I move forward?
Right.
And as to your point, everyone is different. It's like the grief process.
Yep.
Everyone hits the stages of grief differently at different times. Sometimes people get annoyed because their family member, their friend, or whomever who's also impacted is not at the same stage.
Yeah.
And that's one of the information points, you know, I'd like our listeners to be aware about. Everyone is different. Everyone comes from a different place, but we all can move forward in a positive manner, even though it might be at different paces.
Another thing, that's a perfect point. Another thing is for your listeners too, to number one, you want to self-manage. You want to be able to be aware of, what are those things that can trigger me? How do I respond? Because again, I'm a freezer and fighter. I let something push my buttons this morning and I fell into that limbic state. You know, so my point is, I'm not an expert. I make mistakes too. However, that knowledge now has helped me do fall into that trap less often, significantly less often. And when I do fall into it, it's less deep. I'm able to get out of it better. So this whole knowledge about my style and brain function has helped me become a better, more productive human being and solve problems and deal with things in a good state. So where I'm going to go from this is, so each of you work on keeping yourself, learning your style and how you can keep yourself in a calm, cool state despite the COVID-19, despite the George Floyd thing. We're getting hit with a lot at the same time. You need to work on yourself first and remaining calm, cool, and collected. But you can also help your friends and family members and colleagues stay out of that limbic state too by helping them stay calm, cool, and collected. And the more you can understand the triggers and responses of those people you engage with, the better you're going to help keep them out of that mode. Let's say I'm working with a colleague and I can get angry. I have a tendency to get angry. I'm a high D. I can get angry. I'm no longer productive. My colleague I'm working with is a high S who doesn't respond well to anger. He or she freezes and shuts down because of
right.
my anger.
Right.
Now, both of us aren't productive. Imagine a leader can do that to one person and his or her team.
Exactly.
So it's a snowball effect. So it's important for us to take ownership ourselves and try to remain in that rational, cool, calm, collected state so we can solve problems, so we can handle something in a productive manner, and we don't affect others in a negative emotional, put them in an emotional state as well, too. So
right.
ourselves so we can help keep others functioning at high levels, too.
I like just what you said there, Steve, because some of the listeners are leaders in their own right. They're managers, or they're part of a team, or, you know, they're just over a household, you know, with a number of people. And knowing what triggers everyone is part of the battle, basically. That's you know, right. from my perspective, as a person who had over 1,000 people at one time, and I always had to share with them a little bit about myself, being transparent to say, these are the things that trigger me, okay? You know, because I had found that out.
Yep.
So I wanted to share it so no one else will walk in those minefields.
Bingo.
So I would not be irrational and emotional and stop hearing and stop being productive.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, but it took some time to get to that point. It took some time to get to that point and also to acknowledge and accept it.
That's right. Well, I was going to say, too, you're talking about something else that I talk about in my book and my workshops, too, is having high emotional intelligence. I'm sure you know what EQ is, correct?
Yes. We used to teach it all the time.
So and I'm going to give you kudos here, because not just because you're the host, but you know, you're self-aware enough about yourself to realize those things that trigger you. That's a symbolic of high emotional intelligence. That's self-awareness of things that may set you in that negative state. So you know that, number one. Then secondly, you know to educate others on how you want to be communicated with as well, too. That's a good sign of emotional intelligence, good intrapersonal skills, and good knowledge of yourself, as well as good interpersonal skills, your ability to connect, interact, and engage with others and educate on others how to get the best out of you, even as their manager, and how you can get the best out of them, too. So I talk a little bit about that EQ, and what you're talking about there is your high emotional intelligence has enabled others to know more about you so they can get the best out of you and you in turn them.
Yes. And let's do this. Let's stop here with the EQ information. And when we come back, let's kind of refresh our listeners about the EQ, as well as let's share with them how they can get this book. We'll be talking, and you've got something that you want our listeners to have. So let's go to a quick commercial, and when we come back, let's pick up from where we left off. All right?
Perfect.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs That Are Preventing You from Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let Go, How to Create Your Own Space, How to Reduce Frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New, HORIZON Coaching.com. And use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall-Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. And join us for a replay of the show on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to Coach Hill at newhorizoncoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Hey everyone, thanks for staying tuned. You're listening to me and Steve Gavatorta, and we were talking before the break about EQ. So I'm going to let Steve talk about EQ, and then he's got some information and some tips he wants to share with the listeners as we go through everything.
Sure.
All the adversity that we're facing right now. So, Steve?
Yeah, emotional intelligence, for those listeners who may not know what that is, I'm sure you all know what IQ is, our brain smarts. EQ is how astute we are at our own emotions. How well do we understand our emotions? How well can we manage through those emotions? So you can be the smartest person on earth. You can be a Harvard educated grad, have a very high IQ, very smart. However, if you're prone to anger or impatience, you get flustered under stress and you're not functioning at your full optimal level. You might have high IQ, but you don't have high EQ because you're not optimizing your skills as a person. Secondly, if through that anger you're irritating your colleagues or frustrating people around you, you're not productive. That's another sign of high IQ possibly, but low EQ. So the key is, I think the most important factor of anyone I would want to work with, I'd have a boss, have as a boss or a colleague, would be I'd take a person over with high EQ over high IQ in a New York minute, because they're going to be able to function better. I mean, high IQ and EQ both are the top creme de la creme. That's what I'd want. But if I had a choice, I'd take high EQ, because high EQ people are going to be able to function under duress. And as I say, we're in a fast-paced, high-tech, ever-evolving world. Change is hitting us faster than ever. Adversity striking harder. And the need to make decisions is getting shorter. And this is the current day and future of our world as well. So people need to be able to function calm, cool, collected, and rationally as we're going, not just what we're going through now, but down the road too. So EQ consists of really three parts: our intrapersonal skills. How well do we know ourselves? How do we make decisions? How do we communicate? How are we motivated? How do we deal with change, risk, and conflict? Because once again, the more I can understand about myself with those attributes, the more I'm going to be able to self-manage, especially during those tough times. The second attribute is interpersonal skills. That's how well can I connect, interact, and engage with others. If I'm very astute at reading others, especially based on their DISC styles, and I can connect with them, I can motivate them in certain ways, I'm going to be effective in that manner. If you have those two elements, interpersonal skills, interpersonal skills, you're going to be able to become better, be more resilient, be more persevering during difficult times. Someone I like sharing, most everyone, listeners are, I'm sure, football fans. One of the greatest football coaches ever was Vince Lombardi. And he was known as a great leader and communicator. And I believe he had very high emotional intelligence. He had a great quote that said he needed to know 40 different ways to communicate and motivate 40 different men. So in other words, he knew the hot buttons on all his players and how he could motivate them, how he could communicate with them, how he could coach them. And that's how he was able to get the best out of all those players, because he had a good awareness of his leadership and communication styles. But more importantly, he knew the motivation and communication style of his players, and was able to be one of the greatest football coaches ever.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, you know, as a leader, as a manager, you have to know your team.
That's right.
And everybody isn't always on the same page.
That's right.
What works for one doesn't work for another. So Steve, we've got a few minutes remaining. What other tidbits would you like to share? And how can people get your book, as well as how can people contact you?
Yeah, my book is on primary place to get it would be Amazon. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, all online. Obviously, Amazon's line online. But you can get an e-version, a hardback, paperback, and audiobook through Amazon. So you can go directly there to purchase the book. I think I've offered actually for all you viewers or listeners, I should say, a free e-version of my book that you can secure. This is gratis. This is free. And you can get that either directly emailing me or on Sandra's, your website, right, Sandra?
That is correct. That's correct. So let's first start off with your email address. How can people get that book?
Very simple. Well, I guess if my last name was simpler, it'd be simpler. But my email address is my first name at my last name, then .com. So it's steve@gavatorta.com. That's GAVATORTA.com. So if you want a free e-version of my book or the audio version, feel free to simply email me and I'll shoot you that that immediately. In addition, I want to say something too. I think it's chapter 4 for anyone who wants the book. You get a free shortened version of the DISC survey. It's not a full-blown 24, 28-page report. It's a shorter report, but you can take it free and at least learn what your DISC behavior style is so you can better understand what are those triggers that may trigger me in that emotional response, and what is my response, freeze, fight, or flight, because I speak more about that in my book. So within my book, you can take the assessment, you can learn about yourself, and you can learn some attributes and skills and insights to, again, learn how to function at optimal level during uncomfortable times.
And also, let me share, in case we had some listeners join late, you can also, via my website, www.newhorizen, and that's H-O-R-I-Z-E-N, newhorizencoaching.com/events. So if you go to my website and go to the events page, you'll see the same information that Steve is sharing, and you can also get access to the free e-version of the book as well. And also has information on how, if you want to purchase like a hardback or whatever, you can go to Amazon, as well as some information. I think the bio, testimonial, some other information is there. So feel free, either one of those ways, you can get additional information. So Steve,
yes.
For those individuals, those listeners, no matter where they are, who are feeling anxious, upset, stuck, mad, what are some tips, possibly two or three quick tips that you can share with them?
Number one, and I'm not saying this is easy by any stretch. I battle with this every day. But once again, watch your perception when these adverse events happen, you know, COVID-19 or the George Floyd scenario, all horrible things, unprecedented things. However, life is filled with unprecedented, horrible things. We've really got to look at accept that these crazy things happen. Should they keep happening? No, of course not. Should we try to do things to resolve that? Absolutely. And that's where the second part of that comes into play. Accept that adversity is part of life. Acknowledge that it's a chance for us to solve a problem or to grow. And what can we do moving forward to find better solutions? So number one is that perception. Number two, I would say, is prevent the transfer of authority from our rational brain to our emotional brain. We've got, despite what happens, we've got to stay calm, cool, collected, because only then can we solve problems. Only then can we see options or solutions to problems. Only then can we resolve conflict. And as we said earlier, I think your verbiage, your phrase was controlled anger or aware anger, just so you're functioning in that cortex part of your brain rationally, I think that's perfectly fine. So don't let yourself get in an emotional, non-productive state, because once again, when you're in that state, it's not easy to get out of. I'd also say fall back and look into all events in your past life. They were placed there to help you learn and grow and transform. You know, every event is a learning for us, even if it's happened in the past. Use those past events to learn current day lessons. And the last thing is, you know, when adversity strikes or unprecedented times hit like we're going through now, you do not have to go at it alone. Find a coach like Sandra. Find a mentor. Find a trusted advisor, a spouse, a significant other that you can lean on. So my point is, you do not have to go through these difficult times alone. Sometimes you need someone else to reach out to see things clearly where you may not see things so clearly. So don't go at it alone. I'd also say find some hobbies. What are your escapes for when these things happen, these difficult things happen? I know when I'm on the verge of falling into that limbic state, going out and doing some kickboxing helps. Doing some hot yoga helps. Going for a walk helps. Going for a run. Find your personal escapes so you can keep yourself once again functioning in that rational state of mind. All these things I'm talking about now is keeping you calm, cool, collected, so you, again, assertively face these obstacles. Hopefully you successfully overcome them, and at the least you learn a valuable lesson. And the whole point is to not only survive this craziness, but thrive in this craziness, so you're successful now and you're successful down the road as well, too.
Thank you, Steve. Well said. Thank you for being on the show, and we'd love to have you come back your schedule permits. So what I'd like to say to our listening audience is, basically, no matter where you are, everyone has 24 hours in a day. 24 hours to act positively, move forward. As Steve said, sometimes you need help. If you need help, seek out that help. Yes, I'm a personal coach. I'm a life, business, and career coach, but there are others like me. So start someplace, but you can't start until you know who you are. Sometimes those bad times are put in our life. They're placed in front of us in our direct path. So make it the very best time. I tell my clients, try to visualize your future. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? Where do you want your family to be? One of the books I helped co-write, Creating the Life You Want, you can find it on Amazon. There's lots of information, a subject for another day, but visualize. What you want is not impossible. You know, if you write that word impossible down and put that apostrophe between the I and the M, what do you get? I am possible. If you can just reaffirm that to yourself, I am possible. I can do what I want to do. I can, whatever I plan to do, I can do. I believe I can do it. And it will happen. It will definitely happen. So thank you for listening. You've been listening to myself, Sandra Hill, your life, business, and career coach with New Horizon Coaching and Professional Growth Advancement, where we like to say we make the impossible possible. Stay tuned. Come back. Listen next Friday, where I have another special guest who's going to be sharing, how do you find a place to live under COVID-19. How can you buy a home? How can you take care of insurance? How can you take care of those daily responsibilities that fall on our plate? So talk to everyone next Friday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening this week to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. Be sure to join your host, Sandra Hill, again next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers channel. We hope you have a great weekend and a great week ahead as well.